Well, as we've been reporting this week, Australian businesses are set to increase their use of robots and artificial intelligence in coming years. But there will always be some jobs that only humans can do properly. One sector where they're prevalent is aged care, and employers there estimate their industry will need to triple its workforce to more than 1 million people by 2050. David Sparks explains.
Workplace automation is taking over some of the routine tasks in which humans simply can't beat robots. But as Patricia Sparrow from Aged and Community Services Australia points out, caring for the elderly isn't one of them.
Aged care of the future actually has to be high tech, and we need to use those technologies that are there and the digital health tools that are there to support people. But as well as being high tech, it has to be high touch. It's such a personal service that we deliver. We're in people's homes. We're assisting people with their activities of daily living. We're assisting people to have a shower or, you know, to do their shopping or those really important things on a day-to-day basis that we all do. And that's always going to have to be reliant on that person-to-person. It's about the relationship and the care that's given in that space.
A report released by Deloitte Access Economics yesterday found, despite fears that robots will push humans into unemployment, the future of work in Australia is human, and the creation of new jobs will come in fields requiring the interpersonal, creative, and problem-solving skills that only a human can provide. Deloitte warns it's in those roles that Australia is heading for a major skills shortage. With Australia's population growing old fast, Patricia Sparrow says the aged care sector has a big job ahead.
People often think aged care and think about nurses and carers who are absolutely critical to the care that we provide. But we also, of course, employ hospitality type workers in terms of, you know, food preparation, IT. We've got a whole range of different workers in aged care. And as I said, we need to triple that by 2050.
Now the sector is trying to spread the message that aged care is a field with plenty of opportunity.
What I love about my job is every day I come to work and I'm working in someone's home.
I love being there for people to make them feel a bit better.
Being in this industry restores your faith in humanity. There are good people.
Patricia Sparrow says the industry is focusing on retaining the workers it has and attracting new talent.
We've actually got a workforce and industry development unit that is out there trying to promote that. They sometimes go into high schools to talk to people about the sorts of jobs that we have. And we do think that the work we do is perhaps a little bit undervalued, and that's what we're trying to do, to raise the profile of it and to show what a great opportunity working in aged care is, you know, in what is one of the most important areas, and that is caring for the older Australians who mean so much to all of us.
That's Patricia Sparrow from Aged and Community Services Australia. That report by David Sparks.